The Vermont State Senate has given its strong approval to a bill that makes it more difficult for parents to exempt their children from the state's mandatory immunization law. By a vote of 18 to 11, senators backed a plan to eliminate the most popular exemption that's currently used by parents. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Under Vermont law, before a student enters public kindergarten, the child needs to be immunized for measles, polio, mumps and rubella, hepatitis B, and diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. There are three exemptions available for parents: for medical conditions, for religious beliefs, and for philosophical reasons. According to the Vermont Department of Health, parents of roughly 5% of all public kindergarten students claim an exemption for at least one of the vaccines. The department says the vast majority of exemptions are philosophical. Rutland Senator Kevin Mullen is a sponsor of the plan to eliminate the philosophical exemption. He says it's critical to protect those children who can't be vaccinated for medical reasons.
If they have a compromised immune system, they may have leukemia, they may have some other disease where they just cannot be vaccinated. Once that herd immunity level goes below a certain threshold, you have a problem, and there are certain areas and pockets of the state where we're at very dangerous levels.
Chittenden Senator David Zuckerman opposed the plan because he thinks parents have a right to determine what's best for their children.
The important factor for me is that the human body itself, our body, is our one vessel that we have complete control over. And considering there is evidence of individuals having basically allergic reactions to these shots, if we basically force everybody to have them, there is a percentage of our population for whom we are forcing to have these kinds of reactions.
But Senator Mullen says this is a case where the protection of society trumps the rights of parents.
Fundamentally, I would hate to tell anybody to do anything, but when it comes to the public good, there are things that you make decisions on. There are some decisions that you have to make that are for the children and for society, and I think this is one of them.
The Mullen Amendment was added to a House bill that deals with the collection of disease information. So now the House will have to decide if it wants to keep his vaccine proposal in the overall legislation. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.